Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, look, it's not every day we would be doing an art story, but this is a good one. There's an intriguing story in the papers today. It's a resolution of a kind of a row about a celebrated masterpiece owned by the businessman John Magner. So John Byrne joins me now. John Burns is a journalist specialising in art coverage. Good morning, John.
Hi, Brendan.
So tell me about the portrait of Mai.
So the portrait of Mai was painted in 1775 by one of Britain's finest portrait painters, a guy called Sir Joshua Reynolds. And Mai was a young Polynesian islander who sailed to Britain on one of Captain James Cook's ships and was extremely famous. Once he got there, he got to meet the King and Samuel Johnson and all these other worthies. So Reynolds painted a huge portrait of him. This is 7 foot tall by 4 foot wide. And it stayed in his studio until he died because it hadn't been commissioned. It was just something he was interested in doing. And it was sold to the owners of Castle Howard, which is in Yorkshire, and listeners of a certain age might recall that the very lavish production of Brideshead Revisited was shot there in the early 1980s.
The Jeremy Irons one, yeah.
Jeremy Irons and Anthony Andrews, that's right. So the then owner, Simon Hughes, got into a bit of tax trouble after his divorce in 2001, and he decided he had to sell this great family heirloom. And the irony is that he offered this privately to the Tate in Britain. He said, well, we'll only give you £5.5 million for it. And he said, I think I can do better on the open market. So he put it into Sotheby's. It was sold in 2001 for £10.3 million sterling to a Swiss company that's controlled by the bloodstock billionaire John Magner.
Okay. So John Magner, people might not realise this, he is a bit of an art collector, isn't he? And a canny art collector at that.
Absolutely, yes. And I hear that his wife, Susan Magner, is the real lover of art, and she used to be seen on a regular basis in the British auction houses. So I think she may have chosen to buy this and many of the other paintings that they have in their collection. But they ran into trouble with this very, very quickly. So in 2002... the year after he bought it, William Fry, solicitors in Dublin, made an application for an export license to take the portrait of Mai out of Britain. Now, the British law gives the government very big powers to stop what they consider to be a national treasure leaving Britain unless local people, local institutions and millionaires have a chance to buy it. They put a stop on this export, and they put a value of £12.5 million on the painting. And that sum was offered by an anonymous white knight who said, yes, I'll pay £12.5 million so that the painting can go to the Tate Gallery. But John Magner turned down the offer. So the minister refused the export license and the painting went into storage and nobody was getting any value out of it. So the next part of the saga was that in 2005, Lachlan Quinn, who is himself an art lover and art collector, was chairman of the National Gallery. And he did a deal with the Tate whereby this fabulous portrait could be brought to the National Gallery of Ireland and shown here on a temporary export license for 6 years. And the 6 years was a very interesting figure because under tax law, as it stood at the time, if you loaned an artwork worth more than 32,000 euros, which this is, to an Irish museum for exactly six years, you didn't have to pay 20% capital gains tax when you sold it.
Okay.
So now, if John Magner is tax resident in Ireland, he will not have to pay capital gains tax on the £40 million profit he is going to make now from the sale of money. Yeah.
So basically, Magner, we have about a minute left, John. Magner was involved in a standoff kind of with the British authorities about this, saying, I want 50 million or else I'm taking it away. They kept blocking the export of it. But it just last night, I think, it has been resolved and the 50 million has been found.
That's it, and it's been found in an odd way. So the National Portrait Gallery in London tried to raise $50 million on its own. It only got halfway there, even with public fundraising. The very well-endowed Getty Museum in Los Angeles is now putting up the other $25 million. So they're going to jointly own this painting and jointly show it. So every five years or so, it would seem,
okay,
this is going to have to be packed up and brought over and back across the Atlantic.
So we can relax. John Magner got his $50 million. Just by the way, what one word answer. How much did he make on the Modigliani reclining nude?
$130 million was the profit that he made. And that was also loaned to the National Gallery of Ireland for 6 years.
Extraordinary stuff. John Burns, journalist specialising in art coverage, thank you very much.